USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional wrangling continues on Capitol Hill over President Biden's multi-trillion dollar social spending bill and bipartisan infrastructure legislation. This as Democratic-led leadership set an end-of-the-month deadline to get the spending bill and Senate-passed infrastructure bill back on track. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday speaking about these negotiations.
He has participated in dozens and dozens of calls, of meetings, of engagements with members to hear their viewpoints, to understand where they're coming from, to reach consensus. And we are at a point where we feel an urgency to move things forward, and the pickup of meetings is a reflection of that.
The Department of Justice filing papers today asking the Supreme Court to stop Texas's abortion law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Condolences from around the world continue to come in as a former Secretary of State dies.
Having held numerous positions in the military and the nation's executive branch, called a statesman by many, Colin Powell died from complications from COVID-19. He was 84. Powell was a four-star general in the U.S. Army and the first African-American U.S. Secretary of State, serving under President George W. Bush from 2001 to 2005. Powell was also the first African-American to serve on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Toyota is planning to build a billion-dollar battery plant in a new move to rival fellow automakers in the United States. The Japanese automaker saying they would spend $3.4 billion on battery investments in the United States through 2030, including a new $1.3 billion plant that will be employing over 1,700 workers. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A professor and doctor from Stanford says vaccine mandates have nothing to do with science.
One doctor with 4 degrees from Stanford University, and now a professor at the California School, has been censored, then uncensored by YouTube for his stance against vaccine mandates. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Fox News speaks out on the vaccine mandate by President Biden.
So the science is really simple. What we found from a whole host of research studies that have come out is that the vaccines are fantastic tools to protect you against severe disease, death, and hospitalizations from COVID, even 5, 6, 7 months after the vaccine, after you got the vaccine. On the other hand, after 5 or 6 months, the protection against getting infected drops. What's the purpose of a vaccine mandate? Is it to create a space where everyone's vaccinated so you're safe from COVID? Well, the vaccine doesn't do that. We don't actually have a technology to keep you safe from COVID.
From the West Coast of USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
American Airlines is apologizing after a rocky landing at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, D.C. Around 75 passengers and crew members were on board a flight Saturday when the tires blew out as the aircraft touched down. The plane had to be towed off the runway, and the delay led to several flight problems. No one was hurt, and the FAA is now investigating the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.